Welcome back to the Guildhall Podcast. Please visit us at the-guildhall.net and join us on Discord.
Welcome back to the Guildhall Podcast, an actual player RPG podcast. We're back with the second part, and actually the first part of the actual Guild Heist, after we got over the emotional moments of the opening. So, I will
start... Really, to heartbreak?
I will start...
Don't spoil it.
The morning mists cling low over the riverbanks. The caravan wagons creak under false burdensaw, empty crates painted with the sigils of distant trading clans. Ahead, along a small embankment clearing, the Mark Patrol waits. Six soldiers, five footmen in marks black and gold, one mounted officer polishing a gleaming flare tube, their skiff bobs at the river's edge, ready for swift departure. Graldon leans closer to Cyrana and Darius, his gravel voice low but steady.
We pass here on words and wit. A wrong word, a wrong look, and they'll light that flare before you can blink. Keep your hands loose and your smiles honest, or as honest as they need to be.
He shifts his weight in the saddle, casting a long look toward the patrol. The patrol hasn't fully noticed you yet, but they will in seconds.
Oh, I had a couple of typos there. Okay. All right, so that is the opening for the Guild Heist. I'm dropping you guys mid-group. So, Darius and Cyrana, you are in front of the carriage caravan. There is a lovely little picture that I asked the AI to draw about what your group looks like, and it looks very strange.
Mm-hmm. Okay, he's holding me up because I'm too short.
That's us, right? That's us, right?
I mean, yeah,
those are supposed to be you.
That would be Darius, yes.
Yes, and then the other person who's with you is Graldon. He is the one who runs the shop for the Moving Mountain Clan. So basically, you guys have taken a bunch of Darius's spy wagons, and you guys have it rigged for basically the filling up with the gold, as well as basically you have raft supplies, river supplies, stuff to actually get the gold from the boat onto these carriages, and they're going to take these carriages out of here.
Yep.
So right now there is a Mark patrol on the shore that you have to get past in order to get to your rendezvous point.
So hold on. We need to get to the ship.
You have to get your carriages to a specific spot on the river in order to basically start the heist.
So what is stopping us?
Two guards. A group of marquee guards.
Okay.
Right.
Some of the people we're trying to call them, basically. We want to talk our way past. Words and wit.
Exactly.
Not Warrus. It's words.
It's Warrus and wit.
Yeah.
Words will not help us here. We need Warrus.
Could I be lent a hand with the meaning of the words Warrus and wit?
It's supposed to be words.
It's supposed to be words and wit. I don't know why it made a typo.
We just need to convince
these guys that we have a reason.
Words and wit. Are we past never?
So the two of you are our faces to help us succeed at this.
DM, do we know what faction these guards belong to?
The guys we're trying to roll.
They're either Marquee Guards or Crimson Pact. You're not sure which. Mm-hmm. So Crimson Pact is the mercenary company that was hired by the Marquee, or they're actually just directly employed by the Marquee. The Marquis is the Claudia Mark. She is the Mark Trade Company. She is the one who is transporting the golds as well as the alchemical supplies.
I believe I rolled a nat 20 on my Do I Know the Crimson Pact roll?
Which I believe I gave you information on
line. But I'm just saying, like, would I recognize these guys to be Crimson Pact? Like, do they have the markings of Crimson Pact?
You are not there. The group is in three different positions.
We don't want you there because there's a bounty, and they might know about that bounty.
That's a good point.
Okay,
these are the specific people who might know about the bounty.
Mechanically, what we're doing right now is a skill challenge.
Yeah.
Each group needs a total of 30 points in the skill challenge in order to basically pass their skill challenge. If you get within 6 points of 30, it is basically there is a complication that you're adding to the actual heist.
I see.
If you get 30, you have passed your section and we move on to the next section. So between the two of you...
With dice rolls, basically?
Yeah.
Basically, dice rolls and how do you want to present this scene? So basically, you have to talk your way. You are the bard. You're the face. You have to talk your way through past the guards. So Darius can grease a few palms if he wants. There's things you can try to do. This is Game of Thrones, the Onion Knight with the gold cloaks down at the river or down at the ocean when he has to bribe them to get past.
All right.
Like, this is what you're dealing with.
Okay, perfect. Okay, so Darius is my partner right now.
Yep.
Do we get a second to discuss matters before we engage with these guards, or are we being engaged by them immediately?
You are fully willing. I'm fully willing to do whatever you need to prepare because you knew this was coming.
Mm-hmm. All right.
So you can possibly cast some guidance on us before we do this if you wish, I guess, to help. Okay. Possibly.
I'll also let the rest of the group know. The other two groups are Yornin and Drac, Eldris and Roland. Those are your groups.
Good. All right. Mm-hmm. Makes sense. So now,
me and Eldris are
fine. I suppose that we had like a little meeting where we all decided what we were all going to do and what the order of situations were going to go.
So for this is just so that people can be aware of how you can go about this. For instance, Darius can say, I have prepared fake papers. And then he would make a deception roll or investigation roll. Or he wants to
use a forgery kit, for example.
Exactly. Yes. Because this is all stuff you were doing to prepare for this. One more additional thing, like Darius could also say, I want to slip them a few bucks. Then you make a sleight of hand or something like that.
Oh, that is even better. Yeah. I'll definitely slip something.
I was about to say anything. This is up to you guys to figure out how you want to go about this.
Uh-huh.
Right.
But yeah. I'm definitely ready to grease some palms, give them some nice,
right.
For be going to a different place to guard, because this is clearly not the correct spot to be guarding.
So, Mr. Darius, what would you say would be the correct choice, the correct path to take?
Yeah, there are many different options here, but yeah, I think most guards are here to make a paycheck, and if they can be convinced to make a paycheck in a more... A bigger paycheck or an easier paycheck, they often take it.
What if we find the loyal types?
If we do, we do. But I'm convinced we won't.
One must always be prepared for such scenarios, to which I believe that we should have some sort of... I don't want to say alibi, but some sort of argument that would let us through no matter what. If anything...
Sure. I mean, we are just a trading caravan passing through. We are just approaching the water to water our animals.
Right, but do we not need them to be gone so that our carriages can come?
We need them to look the other way. I mean, I guess we are very close to where the thing is going, so they definitely don't need to be nearby. Yeah. But yeah, we are a trustworthy sort. They can leave us here and guard another more suitable location.
Exactly. We could convince them to go someplace else. We could, one option would be to make it a durable distraction. So one of us would make a ruckus in some location near enough so that they could see it. And the other one would convince them that they are a victim of such a ruckus and be like, hey, please, you should go there. There's like some, I don't know, some pyromaniac burning fires or something. And so for them to go there, and then we could deal with them there, right? Mm-hmm. Or we can genuinely just, rather than displace them, we can talk our way in, so we can convince them to leave, we can convince them to, like, we're going to tell them that we're going to pay them. What do you think?
I think, someone who, I just don't think we need to work. I mean, they don't look like the guys who will be too loyal to me. I think we can just attempt some wily ways. But yeah, if you want to do a faraway distraction, I just don't reckon they will care too much about pyromaniac on the land. They're here to guard the river and the boats passing.
Right. Yeah. I mean, they would care if we told them that the pyromaniac was screaming all around that he would throw fireballs at every passing ship.
Yeah, that might alert them in the wrong manner, I suppose. I think we want to be a bit quiet. Idea.
We don't wanna... I will just state it is. I've muted myself.
We will.
I will just state it is probably not smart to say someone's attacking the boats.
Yeah, that is probably want to draw attention away from the boats.
right. You're right.
We want to be. We want to have this space for our wrist stop, and they should trust us to guard. For example, that's why I'm increasing palms.
Unless someone's really attacking the boat, like I don't know, a dragon horn.
Right.
Well, that will happen when it happens, but yeah, we don't want to pull attention too early until we're ready to do it. But
this is the first place.
Yeah.
Yes.
I reckon try to get them to patrol a bit further inland while we guard this pass while we are setting up a little rest stop, as it were. I've done this kind of deals before in my travels. It usually works out with a bit of gold passing hands. But we shall see.
I understand. I must confess I'm not quite so fluent dealing with the peasantry.
No. We shall see if my intuition strikes true today as well.
A voice in your head says, "But are you fluent in bullshit?"
but yes, in case I am wrong, I would appreciate you. Feel free to come with a lovely story about something that would drag your attention away somewhere else, if you wish. Words might succeed where my money will fail for this time. Who knows?
All right, so should we begin with the money, or should we begin with the story?
I will begin with the money, because, again, a casual bribe often goes a good way. If they're on high alert, I don't think they'll take the bribe after. But it all will help out, I think. It will both be necessary in some manner.
You know what? I trust you. Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
Yes. And yes, would her giving a slight boost here be helpful? I keep forgetting how guidance works.
It's a D4 on skill checks. So
yeah, might as well
add I'm going to cast guidance on you, and then if your plan doesn't work, I'm going to sneakily cast it on me.
Mm-hmm. For sure.
Go ahead.
Yep.
Let's get the rolls.
Yep, some sleight of handing in here.
Jesus Christ!
Only 29. No.
Wait, that's what I mean.
The DC is 30, but yeah, I almost got there on my own. Yeah.
This is what I mean.
Don't roll the one, build it.
just roll. I mean,
wait, no.
Even if you roll a one, you make it.
Technically, if I roll a one, that's 30. That makes 30.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
Like, whatever you want. You obviously have to roll a two, just to.
I mean, yeah.
All right. I'm gonna roll.
Was amazing. Jesus Christ!
So, my darlings, how about I'm gonna roll an persuasion. Would you happen to be so kind to us to hopefully let us pause, you guys?
Right. Yes. Definitely sent the right 2 people for this one. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
You have passed by your Vorus and Wit.
Uh-huh.
Exactly.
Uh-huh.
Yep.
Exactly. All right.
The guards become a dance number, jumping and making a chorus as you pass by without issues.
Alright, now we're moving on to Drac and Uranus.
Yes, our task clearly will be a philosophical debate, right? We will have to debate someone or...
One moment.
The patrol captain eyes you a moment longer, then gives a grunt of reluctant acceptance. His hand falls away from the flare tube at his saddle.
Another cursed shipment,
he mutters under his breath.
Get it upriver. You're already late.
The caravan wheels creak as you roll past, swallowed once more by the thickening river mist. Behind you, the patrol fades into the gloom, none the wiser. Ahead, the river bends up. Owned with it, the trap tightens.
Okay, now we're moving on to Drac and Yornin.
The mist clings thick to the rocks, ghosting the riverbank in gray and silver. The water gurgles low against the shallows, where hidden chains slither like steel serpents into the depths. Yornin and Drac move with grim efficiency. No alarm has been raised. No horns, no flares, only the sound of river birds and the distant churn of the gold boat drawing near. Alcaster stands silently at the ridgeline, dragon spine in hand, watching as the final anchors are driven home. The trap must be flawless. the gold boat will have only a breath to realize its fate. And if you fail now, no second chance will come.
All right. It is up to you to make the final preparations on the actual trap for the gold boat. So, which skills are you guys going to use?
Nothing I'm good at, he is good at.
Like, you don't have to use the same ones.
No, I get it.
Wait 1 second.
Robert, I tossed an awesome idea out in chat, just saying.
Oh, you did? I'm sorry, I didn't see that. Yeah. We can go fast? What?
No,
don't have haste yet.
The whole thing. With the three body.
Oh.
Yeah.
It's been a while, sorry. Don't remember everything, but yes, okay. Hey, maybe Drak wants to have a say in this as well, who is here with me, I hope, on this. I mean, athletics seems to be the obvious one for him.
I would say he should rage and do something with strength-based.
Yeah, I'm not an athletics kind of guy. Can I utilize, I don't know, sleight of hand and... sleight of hand in order to like dive under and like attach these things correctly, or smith tools even. I got a bunch of stuff I'm just barely confident with. So
just quickly whip out your forge and create some iron chains.
No, I mean, we have created it beforehand. It's just like pistoning this in at the correct place and stuff like that. We are the chain guys after all, so. Yeah, I mean, that's the best I can do. Sleight of hand?
Sure. Oh, okay.
Okay, right. Not bad.
So, Jornan, what is Jornan doing?
Jornan is basically diving under the boat to try to attach some of the chain to the boat, basically.
Okay, so... You want to change the boat so I can pull it so you can, like, redirect to, like, a dead end?
Yeah, something like that. I mean, is there anything strength-based probably for you to just, like, have the, like, most intense pull where they cannot get out of it anymore?
Okay, got it.
We're setting up a trap, so, yeah.
And I was mentioning this before, you should also probably rage so you get advantage.
Got it. So I would like to rage. And I should do like a strength.
Yeah. Athletics.
Athletics, since that is a skill challenge.
Yeah.
Athletics, good.
I mean, you'd always do straight ability rolls for skill challenges.
Yeah. Okay, how about close to... Okay, let me...
And you need to beat a 12. Yes, Rachel gives you advantage on this.
Yeah. Lets you do some heavy lifting to put in more, I guess, wooden debris or something in the river to cut off flows they can take.
Okay, raging. Mm-hmm. There you go. Now I want to go for the athletics throw. Should be on normal.
Okay. You should do advantage. Yep. You
get to second roll.
Yeah, you get to roll again.
Oh.
There you go.
All right.
Yep. And I think people should look at your character sheet because I think you have nerfed yourself somehow, and I think other people can make your character much stronger. Just FYI.
Oh, because he's not trained in athletics. Yeah, probably. Yeah.
But I don't think his skill distribution is proper, but I'll let other people worry about that. Or not skill, ability.
Right. I think barbarians are forced. Athletics proficiency, which implies just a 10 strength, which is a bit concerning.
I have been deleted.
We'll have a look later.
He has a 15 strength, but it should be higher, I think. But whatever.
Best picture so far. No, the handstand.
I know.
That's a fucking great one.
All right. So you have successfully passed the second part of this.
The final anchor grinds home. The chain tightening with a satisfying snap as it coils beneath the river's skin. Drak hauls the last driftwood cluster into place, scattering it naturally along the false passage. From a distance, it looks no different than storm debris, Alcaster watches from the ridge, nodding once as the mist swirls low around his heavy frame.
The river will not forgive them.
No flares rise, no alarms sound. The gold boat approaches, its great paddle wheels churning the water. Unaware, it slides toward a waiting grave. Everything is in place. The river is yours now.
All right, and now we're going to move on to the last group.
The patrol...
Oops, wrong one to play.
The mists curl low over the surface of the archway, cloaking the banks in shifting veils of gray. Eldris and Roland crouch among jagged river rocks, hidden just beyond the narrow channel, where the gold boat and its escorts must pass. Crates rest nearby under camouflaged tarps. Inside them, the alchemical bombs glint with faint, dangerous heat. No flares, no alarms yet. The river patrols glide lazily upriver, unaware of the trap waiting ahead. Tharuk watches from higher ground, his massive frame a silent sentinel among the stones. He nods once, signaling that the way is clear. Time is running out. If the bombs are to be placed or the escort ship sabotaged, it must happen now, while the river still belongs to you.
All right. It's up to you guys.
We're also placing bombs, you say?
You have prepared alchemical bombs to take out the two boats.
I think I probably still am. Can I just chop down a tree and drop it on one of the boats?
You can, plural. Yes.
You have time to... We've had time to plan this, so it's not like one tree.
Yeah.
First time in this game, have a useful mage hand. Just...
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Like, on the bomb right bombs. On them, yeah.
I was going to use my... what the hell is he called? Phantasmal Spirit.
Oh, yeah. I will do it.
Can my familiar carry things?
Yeah.
I believe.
I mean, as long as it's not too heavy.
So, but I think it is literally based on the fact that he's a bird. It would be as much as he could carry.
How much can an African swallow carry?
Exactly.
I mean, yeah. I mean, how heavy are these bombs? Because I'm sure Mage Hand could handle it, right?
I just need you to make an Arcana check, then.
Yeah.
Fuck.
And I'll be doing athletics. Yes,
you're
actually,
doing
I would love it if
to
you go
drop
first.
The trees.
Yes. But yes,
this is where
like
the nat one
first.
Comes in.
Right, here we go. Let's see. I'll do my Arcana check then. Here we go.
You got this, Eldris.
Oh god, I don't know. Right? You think you can make up that 20, bro? 10, that's all you get.
It's pretty bad. Luckily,
I
do have Tactical Mind, which allows me to add a second wind to my skill checks.
Oh.
Okay.
Holy fuck.
That
what a
just passes.
Easy. Christ. Hey, at least we did it, guys.
Uh-huh. Not even close. You wanted to be second.
Yes.
Don't want to waste the Tactical Mind for nothing.
Yeah. Oh, God. Alright.
I fucking love Tactical Mind. It's the best thing they gave to fighters.
You have passed the first part of this adventure.
Yes, drop the tree.
The patrol ships drift closer, their lanterns casting long blades of light across the mist. But they see nothing. Beneath the cover of fog and silence, Roland slips the last alchemical charge beneath the stern of the lead ship, wedging it perfectly between the rudder struts. Eldris murmurs a soft incantation, sending a pulse of destabilizing magic into the water itself, weakening hull planks and disrupting leyline tethered wards. The skiffs glide onward, oblivious. The trap is set. When the moment comes, the patrol ships will shudder, lurch, and fall crippled before they can raise a single alarm. The river belongs to you, for now.
Yeah, I stealthily attached the alchemical bomb on the top of a tree that I dropped on the ship.
You dropped onto it. All right.
God damn it, there's a tree. We didn't even notice it.
Oh, another one of these classic exploding trees.
No.
They're so natural to this part of the forest.
Damn the woods. No wonder we want to burn them all down.
It's really hostile to ships.
Roland, okay.
It's a natural enemy to ships.
Mm-hmm. It definitely okay, is. Yeah. Yeah. It's the natural predator.
Natural predator.
Imagine building your ships out of a thing that is its natural predator.
I think there's an entrance here.
Oh my god, these are some boats, huh?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Let's get this again. Can everyone the map loaded correctly? Everyone can see it?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, no. I was amazed by this.
These are some big old boats.
This guy is gone. This guy is gone.
Oh, we crushed it. Easy.
Are all the guys in the water still there? Are they just drowning and distracting other people from the other boat who want to help them?
Alright, now I can move these off.
Some probably are.
I'm sure they won't think it's a natural thing, so they will be on the lookout, but yeah.
Clearly.
Well, there's a certain point where you guys go loud, so.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. When we dropped the tree on.
I think the tree was a bad giveaway, yeah. That might have been it, yeah.
Holy shit, we fucked those boats.
Yeah,
we did.
The gold boat lurches, its hull grinding against the jagged rocks hidden below. Chains bite deep into the timber, locking the ship into the riverbed like a beast caught in a hunter's snare. Screams erupt from the crew as the vessel lists sharply, crates spilling across the deck. Officers shout frantic orders, but their voices are swallowed by the chaos. In the distance, you see the patrol ships, adrift, broken and burning, wreckage bobbing on the river's misty skin. There will be no rescue. The gold boat is trapped, vulnerable. Now is the moment to strike. Sentries scramble to organize, but the ship is in disarray. You have the initiative, if you move swiftly. The gold will be yours before the enemy can even rally.
All right.
Yeah, it's true. We should probably... For the Emperor. Yeah, okay, that's more like...
Fair enough, yeah.
All
right. I use my anti-heretic ability.
So you guys no longer have three boats to deal with, which is what you would have had originally. So congratulations, you did it successfully.
Nice. Just barely passed.
Out of curiosity, had me and Cyphers not succeeded, how much would we have dealt?
So if overall the party ended up with a complication, one boat would have been in, one boat would have been gone, and if you guys completely failed, then you would have had to face all three boats.
Okay.
And then that would not have gone well for you guys.
So it would have been like an entire extra boat had.
Absolutely.
It would entire two extra boats, basically.
Yeah.
But okay. The final skill check, it would have been one extra boat. Yeah.
And that's quite a work on that.
Each section fed into the next session. Mm-hmm. So if section one had a complication, then section two would have had to deal with that complication on top of what they were dealing with.
Mm. I see.
But you guys succeeded in all three skill checks, so you're fine.
Yeah.
Good thing the shitters were lost, then.
Yeah, really.
So we're rolling for initiative.
Yes.
Are we...
Yes.
The remainders?
The last boat.
Okay.
Yes.
I'm so far away. How am I going to get to that boat?
That ship we cannot blow up. We actually need everything on that ship. So.
What does... 0.14, like, what? Why is there a 0.14 in our
roll? It's a tiebreaker.
Yeah, it's our dexterity.
Oh, all right.
If two people have the same initiative, then it goes by who has the highest who has the highest dexterity.
As a reminder, I can swap places with any initiative.
Mm.
But is it any friendly initiative? I think it's friendly.
It's probably friendly.
Yeah, I would assume so.
Are you rolling them for us?
No, there's a flexible.
I'm rolling the enemies.
Yeah. One willing ally.
I'm just trying to find my initiative buttons.
Damn, they're rolling horrible. Keep going at it, Prot.
No.
Yes.
See several 18s.
What do you mean several 18s? What?
Well, not everyone here is as good as everyone else.
Yeah.
The flexible cross is a problem.
Hey, where is initiative?
Oh, you're right.
Excuse me? Convenient Eldritch Horror?
There are too many.
You need to maybe do this and add in.
There is a lot of people on that boat.
Yes,
find your picture. And then make sure you click the swords that show up when you click the icon. Then you can add yourself to the initiative, and then you can roll a dice from there in the little tracker.
Theric doesn't roll for initiative, right?
No,
Theric does not roll for initiative.
Right.
But why is he not missing? All of your allies have special events that are going to be happening. Mm-hmm. It's not going to be like your typical combat with Theric.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
Everyone has a role to play in this encounter.
Did you hear what I said, Cyphers, about how to fix your initiative?
No. How do I do that?
Click your token. And then two swords and a shield should show up in the bottom right, like around you. And click that.
Yep. So toggle combat state.
Yeah. Then go to combat tracker and go to the bottom. There you see Elder's Pith and a dice. Press the dice.
Oh, cool.
That was the way I fixed it. I couldn't find it in my character sheet.
Yeah, I couldn't find it on my character sheet either. Okay, cool. Just normal, right?
I mean, it's just like on the first tab, directly underneath your character face.
So, all right.
Like the bottom left.
Water.
Of AC.
So that people are aware, water is... This is going to be hard for you to travel. Water is considered difficult terrain.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
However,
that would be difficult. That's fortunate.
You can push because it's this. Mm-hmm. You intentionally chose a spot that was like rocky, waist high water, not full.
I see.
Not that you have to swim across.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Additionally, you can get onto one of the rafts and then push off, and you will be at the boat next turn.
Mm.
Question, DM.
Yeah.
Since we have so many tiny people with us, don't you think that maybe
don't steal my idea?
Don't you think that maybe grab them and like throw them at the ship?
You physically want to hurl Jornin onto the ship?
Yeah, I was planning on throw Jornin, or maybe a little more grab like the chain.
Hold on, I gotta stop.
Chaos erupts at that exact moment.
So you want to throw the Baron? Like
chuck the Baron onto the boat.
Onto the boat alone. While all of you take the long way around. I see no trouble with this at all.
I think you can handle it. Like, why are you so tiny then? You're asking for it.
Why is so tiny, bro?
I mean,
not for nothing. I'm pretty sure Jornin and Syriana probably weigh similar amounts.
Mm-hmm. I mean, yeah, probably.
Yeah, one of them.
You're carrying armor, right? You're
leather armor. Yeah, sure.
Leather armor.
Knight armor. Yeah, no, I'm not. I'm not actually wearing heavy armor or anything. I'm dex-based. I'm full of dex-based.
I have no way to this fucking boat.
why the boat stopped?
The boat stopped because you were successful in laying the chain basically to stop the boats.
We've successfully trapped it.
Yes.
We trapped the one boat we destroyed the other two.
Destroyed two others.
But we still need to take the last ship.
I was thinking another plan could be like with the chain, I could pull the boat toward us. Isn't that too much?
Jesus,
that is too much.
How strong do you think you are?
let me do the math on how many tons of gold is currently on that ship.
I will hold you to that if you do the math, because I want that
gold. Thinks he's lying.
Yeah, if we know that there's tons of gold, yeah.
We had Hercules on our fucking team.
Uh-huh.
Bro thinks he's Hercules. Wait, what if I cast guidance on him? Do you think he could?
Holy shit, isn't that much?
The intention is to run the ship. You basically ran the ship onto shallows,
yes.
So it would be even harder to pull on top of everything.
No. Drak has this. We just all like pat our hands together. Good work, everyone. We leave it to the big guy. He got this.
I
got it.
Right. You got it.
One more piece of information before we officially start. As was pointed out, this is where a ladder is in to get onto the ship.
Yeah.
If you go here, this you can get onto the ship in one movement, basically, just going up the ladder. Mm. However, if you approach and go up at any other point, it will take you a full turn to climb onto the ship.
Holy, yeah.
There.
But if
that's a bit useful.
Sorry, I wasn't able to see that.
That is true. If you're thrown, it's different. What, Paul?
Is that that?
Aim for the white arrow if you want to go up fast.
White arrow, go up fast, one turn. So wait,
yes.
So for me and Roland, basically, if we don't come up with a way to get up there, like, it's going to take us 1, 2, 3
Fine, turns, here you go. All
right, thank you. It was like the entire combat time, just for me to reach the boat.
Fuck, man. By the time we got there, the fight's over.
All right.
5 full turns of double moves.
Fuck it, I love you guys. Hey, oh, please don't change.
For extra speed, question mark?
What about anything?
Do I have an extra speed?
My spy ability to fly to the boat.
What?
I know what you said, Garenbarf.
Yeah, I can fly.
Why'd you get fired?
Oh. Repeat it.
So instead of throwing Jordan, I can grab him, right? And then I can fly to the boat.
I mean, yes. Fly?
Yes, Dragon Lord, carry your faithful small-sized minion who is a generic bandit.
When and your character reaches level 5, you can channel draconic magic to give yourself temporary flight. As a bonus action, you sprout wings on your back that lasts 10 minutes or until you retract the wings. Or if you have fly speed equal to your speed. Yes, you can do that.
Because Dragon Balls was so bad before.
I was going to say, they had to be buffed because they're just
they
really
were horrendous.
All right.
I mean, take a 5-foot step forward, that is 60 feet. Yeah, you can do it.
Mm-hmm. All right, I'll do that. All right, Roger.
These first initiatives will work.
Okay. So initiative starts. You make a double move, gets you to the boat.
Yes.
All right. Okay, I'll let you do it, and then I'll move Yornin onto the boat once you're done.
So move. Oh, you're gonna cast Draconic Flight.
Correct.
I wonder where he stores those wings.
Magical wings.
They're in the magical.
Yeah, wings. They're magical wings to get around the whole storing part. And Yornin's dropped onto the deck of the ship.
That's so exciting, Baron! I'll be there in 3 turns.
Don't worry, Baron.
Don't worry, me and the Dragon Lord got this.
Person whose name is Baron, weirdly.
Darius.
I swear, you people.
Bandit 2, yes. Bandit 2 attacks. Yeah, I'm going to assume that we're going to be getting some boats ready. There are boats on each of these docks, yeah?
Yes.
Or are there, yeah. I'll be getting in a boat and getting ready to shove off when more people help in.
Thank you.
I shove off the moment another, like the moment we have people that say go, then we shove.
Felder!
Yes, I'm gonna cast. Wait, hold on. Ready a shovel.
Hold on. Action. Where's my
No, beguiling magic. No, mantle of inspiration. It as a bonus action. Okay, I'm gonna give mantle of inspiration to. Who wants Mantle of Inspiration?
I remember what it does, sadly.
How many?
Do the thing.
Oh, three. Yeah, okay.
Oh, a number of other creatures, I say.
Give it to the three people who are currently going, which is Darius,
60 feet.
Roland, and Aldrus.
Do I reach the boat? Like, can I give it to Draken?
No. I mean, if you go to the shore, maybe? Question mark? But
no, I don't.
How many feet is the mantle?
Nah, 60.
Nah.
Yeah, no, you're not gonna make it.
You're gonna reach these.
You can almost make it from this.
Okay, so I target three people, right? Which would be how do I select
yourself.
Them? I don't know how to do that.
Can choose yourself.
Yeah.
What?
You can choose yourself.
as well.
No, I'm not going to choose.
Yeah.
You, well, actually,
you
yeah.
can't choose yourself a number of other creatures.
Oh, yeah, that's the other. Yeah.
Oh, never mind. Yeah. Then take okay. everyone who is not the boat yet.
I'm going to use it on me. I'm going to use it on Darius. I'm going to use it on who's the next person that's going to come.
I mean, definitely Piss. Roland. But
yeah. Yes, Roland, definitely.
Roland. I'm going to give it to Roland, and I'm going to roll.
Yeah.
So we all get...
You kind of give it to yourself.
So yeah, we all yeah. get four.
Yeah, we all get four. Turns out you cannot give it to yourself. It does say other creatures. So you were right the first time that you cannot give it to yourself.
Oh, and you can use the reactions to move immediately, which means you're on the boat and taking off. Fuck yeah.
Yeah, so I give it to Darius, Roland, and Eldris.
Yeah.
Dunker.
Yeah. Roland, I don't know how to... Eldris.
I don't know how to do it in like in the mechanic of the game, but like
yeah,
I'm
so we can do it.
People can update their character sheet and add the four temporary hit points.
Yeah, and Roland and Eldris gets to move for free right now.
It's a reaction, but I will totally do that. Yeah.
Oh, you're wait, no, that's just, no, I don't end turn. That's just my bonus action.
Yeah,
my,
yeah.
So then you shove off.
Is that my action?
I had a prepared action for that.
Fishing?
Yeah.
You still have your turn. Yeah. You can blast someone on a ballista, for example, which would be incredibly cool.
I don't do that.
All right.
I can't.
You have coming words, but it's never been going well when you've been using it. So
you can shoot someone with a crossbow, I guess.
No. I'm going to cast command onto one of these people who are right by the boat, and I'm gonna make them approach so they fall off and they drown.
I don't know about drown, but you can make it fall off. So
wait, I'm just
gonna be a reasonable drop onto rocks. It's got to be pretty bad.
Okay, these guys appear to be wearing armor, so it would probably be better to aim for one of these guys. This guy's holding a rifle.
Right, I'm gonna do
like an actual musket rifle.
Hmm.
I'm good on this one. I believe he's the buoyant Sosmus.
Yes,
buoyant.
So I'm good on him. So
we shouldn't use it on the buoyant guy. He's gonna
succeeded.
No, he didn't.
He just succeeded. I'm sorry.
No, can I use cunning words? Can I use cunning words?
I mean, you could use that first.
That's a reaction.
And no, but
right?
You can't cast two spells at the same time.
No, cunning words is the reaction, isn't it? Which is the
it's a
reaction.
Oh, yeah, it's a bardic thing. Yeah.
Okay. Then yes, you can.
It's a reaction. I can't find it.
You don't seem to have it. Question mark.
Are you not thinking
of
the bard?
I was sure.
Isn't it a like College of Eloquence or something bard?
That's the College of Lore. I'm College of Glamour.
You're the wrong college for it. Yeah.
God so fucking damn it. All right, it's fine. I'm just going to...
Maybe you'll respec after this game.
No, I won't. I love my class.
Yeah, this is a good class for sure.
All right. So we're good?
Yes.
So.
Okay.
Right, so. And we're showing us.
Right. Yes.
All right. Oh, oops. I go back to him. All right, enemies don't get to act on a surprise round. So, Yornin, you're up.
Is this ballista over yonder locked and loaded?
That is, it is currently locked and loaded.
And they're all surprised around it?
They're all very surprised right now.
One, two, three, four, five. I turn the ballista around and shoot it into the face of the nearest guy.
Okay, so as soon as you attempt to move the ballista past this point, it jams.
I shoot. I immediately just unload it.
Oh, okay.
No. I mean, no. I tilt it all the way to the side, and then I unload it.
Okay. All right, so you launch it towards the barricades up here. Okay.
Yeah, absolutely.
Is there a threat of hitting these people at all? Maybe not.
I wouldn't want to beat them.
Sure. Make a roll with disadvantage because you're like pushing it beyond its point.
No,
so
problem.
Make an attack roll with this range attack roll with disadvantage.
It's just I guess you're probably not proficient in ballistas, so it'd just be
I'm proficient with all weapons. I think this is a martial weapon, right? That sounds like a martial weapon.
It's a siege weapon, question mark.
I know about
siege
that.
Weapon, right? I mean, the natural 20 would have been nice.
Yes, it would have been.
Yeah. And then for my second attack, I'm gonna shank the guy right next to me with a short sword.
All right.
Which, by the way, will not be a glowing short sword of awesomeness. It will just be a short sword.
Bland and boring.
He is scrambling to get his musket up, and he
that I am a. I am in fact a halfling. If you haven't noticed,
oh right,
yet.
That's a one.
And so I will roll again.
That's a two.
Okay, well, that's a halfling one. There you go.
All right, fair enough. Yeah, that's a halfling one if I ever heard one. And then as my final movement, I will go over yonder. Absolutely sad amount of rolls, yes.
Yeah.
Has this raft moved at all? Or am I technically still here until it arrives?
Technically, you're still there until it arrives, but I'll move it. There you go.
Okay.
Oh, I'm on there with you, right?
The perfect amount of movement, I believe. Conveniently.
I'm guessing you're actually, like, technically shoving off in this direction, but whatever.
Oh, no, actually,
I guess. You want to go to the white arrow, correct?
I guess
yeah, we're trying to head for the white arrow, yes.
Please.
Yeah.
Get us to the white arrow. Stop killing Roland!
I mean, which one of these two is aiming the ballista? I want to shoot that guy.
This guy is aiming the ballista. This guy looks like a crewman, and his entire job is to keep the ballista loaded.
Okay, I will be shooting the person who's trying to aim the ballista.
Okay, go ahead.
And I believe I have extra attack, but it's been a while. I'm level 5, I should do.
Yeah.
All right.
Not with crossbows. Crossbows are one shot still.
Are they? Oh, okay. In that case, I'm shooting the crossbow, and then I'm switching to a different weapon and chucking a javelin or something.
No, because you're using the action of shooting, and you cannot make more than one attack with crossbows.
That's not
crossbows.
Okay.
Crossbows are weird.
Surely.
Yes, crossbows are weird.
They have the loading thing. You can't shoot more than you can't shoot more than the ones with a crossbow without taking the loading thing. But you can surely switch to a different weapon and keep that.
Yeah,
we're just not allowed to take.
But they've got the loading feature. But that just means I have to.
You know what? Let the dungeon master decide.
Yeah. Okay, fine. Go.
Mm-hmm. Okay,
I don't care. Let's keep going.
Mm-hmm. Keep going.
Chuck a javelin. This, I think, is at disadvantage. That's what the range means.
Yeah.
It doesn't fucking matter.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
Truly upsetting amount of rolls so far from our side.
Yeah, I mean, it's fine.
I mean, you did awesome getting to the boat, and then all of a sudden you guys can't do anything on the boat. So.
Yeah.
I mean, to be fair, we're doing a lot of covering fire, is what we're doing right now.
All right.
All
right, Captain Merrick Vance.
Well,
he
still
stands up.
Yeah,
no, that's still the first round, and he is surprised.
I'm still going to let him talk.
Oh,
Captain, Robert,
drive them back. This is our river.
That's all.
Our river? I don't think so, sir. This is. I've heard there's a cool baron in town. It's his river.
Back up, back up.
I love that.
Rallying his men.
It's everyone's river. It's the people's river.
Shut the fuck up.
Eldris!
Yeah, no, I'm with you, bud. Just a second. Has a successful shot been done on the guy over...
No one has been successful on anything.
No
one's been successfully shot. Okay, so I have to do Firebolt then.
Quite nice.
The gentleman who is shooting this bitch, I'm going to Firebolt his ass.
Tell me, show me who?
So the gentleman who's shooting? Yeah. Is it this guy?
Go ahead.
Yes.
Okay, cool.
All right.
I'm going to Firebolt.
Okay. That is a crit, so that is a hit.
Nice.
That's 4d10.
Baby. So.
Many d10.
4d10.
Where is my damage? Oh, there it is. I'm sorry. All right, so now we roll this. 4d10. Critical hit?
Yep.
Still learning how to use this fucking
thing. Jesus. Holy oh my god.
He is dead.
He's dead.
Dead.
You
just shot him.
Holy
Elder. Gentlemen, this is how it's done.
All right. Hold on.
Yeah,
the crewman needs to make a wisdom saving throw. The crewman fails his wisdom saving throw and he jumps overboard.
No, nice.
Fuck it, hell, I would too.
The crewmen, by the way, just so you're aware, the crewmen are not like, hey, so I'm going to fight and die for this. Just so you're aware.
Nope. We are fine with them running and telling about
Is there anyone within 10 feet of him?
Dragonborn insurgents. That guy. The guy, the guy who just jumped overboard.
Off the ship but no one else
is within 10 feet of him.
No one else.
God damn it, I was going to use bone echo and fucking explode.
You could explode the guy who's running away. That is entirely possible.
The ballista is 10 feet away from him.
Oh, that's true.
Does the ballista take damage from your bone echo? Or whatever you were calling it? What are you doing?
If it's a spell slot, you might not want to use it. If it's a cantrip, you probably do want to use it. Just so you
say once per long rest, it is part of my staff.
You probably shouldn't use it right now.
Yeah, probably not. Good call.
That's exactly why I was going to say. If I can kill a whole bunch of dudes with one thing, I'll do it. But other than that, no, fuck it.
Yeah. I have like a guy next to me, like, on my left. Is that a character? Okay.
That is one of the soldiers who appear to be holding muskets.
That is the
Yeah, it's my turn now. I'm going to attack him. I'm going to attack this guy.
Would you like to rage before you start hitting him?
I'm already raging. I started raging
he
since
has
the
never
trap.
Stopped raging.
Ah, okay.
Yeah. So I'm going to use deck. Where's my stuff? Features. There you go.
You should be attacking with your better axe, your Ember Fang.
Yeah.
Two-handed magical axe of destroying. Yes.
Oh.
Well, I'll just use the 19 roll you had before.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
I mean, this is...
You're welcome. Yeah,
plus one better even, but not like it matters.
It doesn't show, like, the health bar.
Like, it only does one?
No, we don't see it there.
Oh, it's a d12, yeah.
But also a d6 for fire.
Deals additional d6. Yeah, so it should have been an additional d6, so I'll deal with that. Mm-hmm. Alright, oh, there we go.
No, the untamable Smetassi.
Mm.
I figured out why previously there was a whole bunch of words in the names of people. And so now it just rolls a random name for everybody.
Wonderful.
Yeah. Oh, that makes sense. Wonderful.
And one of them's Gary. Eldritch, for sure.
Okay, I don't have any moves, right? So I'm going to remain
trained. You have a second attack.
Oh, I'm going to attack then.
Yeah, go ahead.
And you can also move in between attacks still, ?
Yes, yeah. You can. Yeah.
That just misses.
Damn it. It's okay. Wait. Well, I think that's it.
No, it's not a plus one weapon. No, mind, sorry.
I mean, I
think it is, but I think it's already included, right?
Then... Oh, yeah. Okay.
Because his hand axe didn't have that extra plus one on the end.
That's Darius!
Yes.
So we are starting over here. So you guys are now over here.
Oh, perfect. And it was just a movement action to climb up. Now
just a single movement. You just walk up.
Ah. Does the crewman? They're just there to load. They do not attack me if I walk away from them.
I mean, that guy's a fighter. Yeah.
Oh, he's a fighter.
This guy's a sentry. This guy's a sentry. Okay. This guy's I probably should have put different borders around them, but I didn't. So no, I'll fix that next time.
You're good.
It's all right. I am right.
What are these guys wielding?
I guess I could have climbed up on the other end of this.
They have a short sword and they have a pistol on their side.
Ooh. Okay. So they are provoking. Yeah. Oh, he is provoking.
Yeah. Oh, sorry. I didn't mean to move. I mean, maybe we can.
If you can't tell, the Marquis is using firearms.
Historically, we should sell those firearms to the natives later.
Mm-hmm. What's the deal with shooting in combat again? As long as I don't shoot the guy I'm in melee with, I'm fine? Or am I always distracted when I'm trying to fire a ranged weapon in melee? Keep forgetting how that works in 5th edition.
Always, I think, struggling. I believe.
I mean, you could go here if you don't want to provoke to go somewhere else.
Yeah, that's what I was going to consider. I mean, if I'm there, I can take aim and shoot at this lad, I think. I need to double check what take aim does again. But, yeah.
can't move, which I do believe.
Yeah. I don't know if it's if the entire turn, or if I can't move after I start doing the take game.
All right. So when Darius steps onto the boat, this is not going to make as much sense because you guys were completely saying that you have decided to go incognito, but I'm going to play it anyway.
What's this then? A camp cook come to play pirate? Go on back to your pots, little man. The river's no place for soft hands and apron strings.
God, I might say look like a soft bandit. But yeah, it's bomb time.
Yeah.
Let's see.
Yeah.
I'm
I love that bad this man, is dying. People are still like, you fucking cook.
Clearly.
What's the range on the bombs, by the way?
60-foot range, but it's a 5-foot
range. The AOE,
I mean. Yeah. Sadly, I can't get all three of them anyway, no matter where.
You can. Here. You get 4 of them.
I mean, that guy's a crewmate, but yeah, he could blow up those other
guys. I get 3 bombers, which is the more important part. Like, 3 bad fighters.
Yeah.
Which is more useful.
3 of the stronger people. Alright, I'll roll it.
Feel bad for the crew, but...
Yeah.
They the crewman succeeded.
No. That's good.
We appreciate it.
Uh-huh.
All right. On save, half damage. That's 11 damage plus 5 on saves. All right, so hold it. The crewman has to make a wisdom saving throw. He fails, so he will jump off the boat. Which he's on fire, so that does actually help him. Okay.
Would the others like to take an attack of opportunity against him?
No.
Okay.
We're betraying them.
So he takes 5 damage, and then these guys will take the full amount.
And level on.
Ooh.
Nice.
Okay.
Yep.
Good bomb.
Is that it?
Yeah, I mean, I don't want to necessarily be in the way of the other people who want to get up here, so I'm going to keep going into the boat a bit. But other than that, I'm good.
Rogues don't have multi-attack, do they?
No.
Velvet!
It will be your turn next.
It's your turn.
Velvet!
Fuck. I didn't know I was muted. All right. So, my turn, 2 things. One, is Tharic able to move to one of the rafts so he can come aid?
Yes, I'll move Tharic in. Tharic, I'll move in.
Thank you.
Actually, I forgot to do something at the start of the turn, so I should have done it, so let me go do it.
Do that.
Alright,
apologize to Velvet.
Alright, first off, I need to roll on the chaos table.
He's just not going to.
Don't like the chaos table.
Chaos usually is in the favor of the attacker, right?
Game Master.
Reinforcements rally.
Blast echoes across the river. Reinforcements rally. We have a reinforcement boat as one of the patrols have now come on. Now I need to make a random roll to see what the patrol has.
Right.
Gonna be three
crew members.
Lame astronaut and a Eva thing.
One marksman.
That's a different
thing. That's not good.
And one marksman and 1d4 random enemies. Okay.
Holy.
Oh, shit. I did that wrong. And a grenadier.
Oh,
damn.
That sounds wild.
That's a lot.
Okay. Now.
No, it's one grenadier. There's only 2 guys.
Yes.
Okay, so can I move now?
Hold on, let me finish. Because I was supposed to do this at the start of the order. And then I'm actually going to end the recording, and then I'm going to let you go. Alright, one marksman.
Yeah, there's a lot of maintenance to be doing there.
I'll put this there for the grenadier. Okay, so, reinforcements. If you control one of the ballistas, you can take out the reinforcements by just firing at their boat.
God damn it. The irony is not lost on me, okay?
I didn't warn you when you had the chance
that's
to do something.
Fine, yeah. Hey, no, sorry, everything is good, yeah.
Alright, and then we have one more thing, because you were successful, you were fully successful with no complications, you get the good roll. A booming war cry rolls across the battlefield. All PCs gain 5 temporary hit points until the start of their next turn.
That's a shame.
PCs.
That's good.
It's a shame. That's what he
says. It's a shame. It doesn't stack with our current temp that we got from Velvet.
Yeah, but...
Sorry. And I need to drop in. Where are they?
But we do get the new one, which is nice.
We get Goliath looters.
There you go! You get 2 Goliath allies are now on the boat.
Lovely. Oh. Thank God.
Lovely. And they shoot ballista, however.
I love the teleporting magic of Goliaths. It's my favorite.
Okay, let me make sure that they have... Let me make sure you guys can control them. They are friendly disposition. And... is control. You are friendly. There you go. And all right, I'll figure that out in a moment. So the Goliaths have 3 abilities. So let me share this. Oh wait, I do it over here. That's what's throwing me off. Sorry. Okay, you should be able to open up the character sheet on the Goliaths, and I am going to call for a 2-minute break so I can go pee as I stop the recording.
Can we take a 5-minute break instead?
We can take a 5-minute break instead, yes.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening. I hope you enjoyed the adventure. Stay tuned for more episodes. You can watch us play on twitch.tv at the Guildhall Podcast channel. If you want to join a game or just say hi, stop by our Discord. Details are at the-guildhall.net. The music in this episode was created by Philip E. Ray and used under Creative Commons. Thank you, and I hope to see you next time.